how valuable is it for, you know, you to be in the same room as these other vice presidents and general managers and kind of have that time with them in order to kind of go over whatever's going on in the league that year?
I mean, it's always important to get down here, kind of review the new things that are going on with the league and get a chance to kind of see them, you know, personally. Obviously, it's a very busy time for us this time of year, so sometimes we feel like we're kind of missing some things. We should be doing some other things, but you know, it's an important time of year, so it's always nice to see them all.
You said signing Mark Sanchez, this was going to be the first step of the process for you guys this offseason. What are you looking to accomplish in the next couple of steps as far as free agency and the draft?
Well, I mean, I think we want to bring in some competition, and not only the quarterback position, but all positions. And I think that's what we're in the process now. And, you know, the next step is having, you know, with the first wave of free agency, and we continue to evaluate everybody that's still out there. And then the draft coming up here in about a month, that, you know, that'll be the next process. And so it's trying to bring in the best. Most amount of competition that we can at every position with the best football players, and you know, try to make us better as a football team.
You said the offensive line was going to be a priority this offseason. Bringing in Donald Stevenson and Russell Okung seems to have, you know, really restocked that offensive line. Last week with Russell, where do you feel like he fits, and how do you feel like he fits into what you and Gary are trying to accomplish?
Well, I mean both those tackles. I think that you know, they come in and really give us a lot of flexibility right away. Very good football players. Donald coming in from Kansas City, who we had a great deal of respect for, is a big young guy that's got a lot of athletic ability. We think he's got a tremendous amount of upside. And Russell coming in from Seattle, where he's been a part of a world championship team and a winning culture up there. And so we're fortunate that, you know, he can come in and, you know, pencil in at left tackle right now. And obviously he's got the shoulder that we think is going to be healthy and fine by the time we get to training camp. And so those two bookends are a great starting point for us. We knew that's where we had to get better, especially on the offensive side. Gives us a lot of flexibility with the young guys, with Ty and Max and you know, and Paradis at the center. But we, you know, Schofield, we can do a lot of different things. And so it gives us a lot of flexibility. Plus, you know, going into the draft, we'll see if we can bolster that position also.
The new guys are what people tend to focus on, but a really great piece in C.J. Anderson coming back next year. How much is the continuity from last year to this year going to help the backfield with him on board?
Well, I think that's always a point, especially when you look at last year, making the transition when Gary came in last year, the whole new staff and the whole new system and everything that we went through last year. And so to have a year under our belt there, and with C.J. having been there, knowing the system, I think, you know, that all helps us. And so, you know, that's another area that we're going to be looking to bring in some more competition. And we really think that, you know, this is the year that CJ is going to blossom because of the fact that we'll get better up front and give him an opportunity to be as good as he can be.
I talked to Coach, and he said he likes the challenge of, you know, winning a Super Bowl and then having to restock because of free agency and the year-to-year grind. How do you like that challenge as far as, you know, restocking through the draft or free agency year-to-year?
Well, it's always a lot of work, and you know that's what's going to happen, especially if you have success. And if you have success like we've had, you know, a lot of people are going to want your players, and your players are going to have a lot, especially the free agent, are going to have a lot of opportunities out there. And we've seen some exits from our roster this year. But, you know, again, as like Gary said, it's a great challenge, and that's what we do this. We're in this game for is the challenge. And so, you know, we feel like the steps that we made so far, you know, we're better, and we'll continue to get better. We'll go through and look forward to having a great draft. And, you know, and by the time, before we know it, we'll be in training camp, and we'll be excited about seeing what we have.